Exclusive, Eve of La Ardentia Bruick on rape, torture, murder of 12-year-old Lola de Viette. At least a dozen similar stories every year in Europe. By Peter Cattell on October 19, 2022. Illegal migrant-filled Europe sees at least a dozen cases similar to the rape, torture and murder of French 12-year-old Lola de Viette every year. Political commentator Eve of La Ardentia Bruick told Breitbart News Daily on Wednesday. Speaking to Breitbart Global Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow, Dutch political commentator Eve of La Ardentia Bruick said that crimes similar to the rape, torture and murder of Lola de Viette occur systematically every year in Europe, with La Ardentia Bruick linking the murder to high illegal immigration throughout the Schengen Free Travel Area. Two Algerian migrants have been arrested by French authorities after de Viette's body was found contained within a plastic box, with the 12-year-old's throat reportedly having been slit, and inscriptions being made onto her body. The case has led to uproar in France, with senior members of the French opposition publicly linking the gruesome murder to out-of-control illegal immigration in France. That claim was echoed by La Ardentia Bruick on Wednesday, with the Dutch woman telling Breitbart that such crimes have become all too common throughout Europe as a result of illegal immigration. We read these types of stories every year, at least a dozen times. If you, of course, read alternative media. Because the mainstream media will never tell you about this, she said on the Breitbart News Daily program. This is a problem that we see systematically in Europe. And the perpetrators are almost always people coming from radically different cultures that have no business in Europe. That should have already been sent home, the pundit continued. While should have already been sent home may sound like hyperbole, it may be literally true in this case. The main suspect in the rape murder of 12-year-old Lola is subject to an unenforced deportation order, reports claim. La Ardentia Bruick compared de Viette's murder to the rape and killing of a 13-year-old Austrian Leone in 2021, with law enforcement in the country picking out a number of Afghan migrants as being the likely perpetrators of the crime. At least one of these migrants had been issued with a deportation order back in 2018, but appealed the ruling. A subsequent conviction for causing bodily injury in 2020 was also not enough to see the migrant deported. Meanwhile, an international manhunt was required to track down another migrant linked to the rape and murder, with the then 22-year-old eventually being arrested in London in August last year. The Dutch commentator went on to take umbrage with European media reporting on the event, which she accused of being slanted and using the specter of the far right in an attempt to distract away from the facts of the incident. Should they even report on the event at all? Such a move was allegedly down to the fact that the media ultimately supports Europe's pro-mass immigration stance and do not want to publicly air the problems of their own ideology, she said. They are not going to report about the negative consequences, the horrible, horrific consequences of mass migration because that is going to obviously undermine the policies of having no borders, she said, emphasizing that most Europeans were being kept in the dark by the legacy media. La Ardentia Bruick also attacked wealthy globalists for their pushing of open borders policies within Europe despite the fact that, due to their wealth, they are never forced to deal with the consequences of their own actions. You can be a globalist and say I'm all for no borders, I'm all for immigration, she said. Of course you're going to say that behind your fence, in your multi-million dollar home. That's easy. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.